This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. There was a deadly shooting attack on Sunday at the West Bank-Jordan border crossing. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
Israeli officials say three people were fatally shot at the border crossing between the West Bank and Jordan, while in Gaza, an Israeli strike killed at least five people, including women and children. Israel's military said a gunman approached the Allenby bridge crossing from the Jordanian side and opened fire at security forces. The three killed were Israeli civilian men in their 50s. In Gaza, an Israeli airstrike killed several people in the northern Jabalia refugee camp, including two women and two children. Gaza's civil defense, which is a group of first responders in the enclave, says the strike targeted the home of one of its directors. I'm Karen Chamas.
Protesters blocked traffic in Tel Aviv on Sunday. It was a continuation of demonstrations demanding the Israeli government do more to secure a deal to return the hostages held in Gaza. 11 months into the war, numerous rounds of diplomacy have so far failed to clinch a ceasefire deal to end the conflict and bring the release of Israeli and foreign hostages held in Gaza. Frustrations have spilled into the streets in the past week after six hostages were shot dead by Hamas, which saw thousands rallying to pressure the government on the issue. At least 48 people were killed on Sunday in a fuel tanker truck explosion following a collision with another vehicle in north-central Nigeria, the state's disaster management agency said. The state emergency management agency in north-central Niger State said the fuel truck collided with a truck carrying travelers and cattle. Several other vehicles were also caught up in the accident, it said. The agency spokesperson put the death toll at 48. This is VOA News. Venezuelan opposition presidential candidate Edmundo Gonzalez fled to Spain on Sunday as he seeks asylum from Nicolas Maduro's government amid the ongoing crisis over July's disputed election. Reuters correspondent Lisa Bernard has more.
Gonzalez, who has challenged Maduro's declaration of victory, arrived at the Torrejon de Ardoz military base with his wife, Spain's foreign ministry said in a statement. The exit of the 75-year-old, seen by the U.S., EU, and other major powers as the winner of the election, came a week after Venezuelan authorities issued an arrest warrant for him, accusing him of conspiracy and other crimes. European Union Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell in a statement said it was, quote, a sad day for democracy in Venezuela, adding that no political leader should be forced to seek asylum in another country.
Reuters correspondent Lisa Bernard. Two NATO members said on Sunday Russian drones violated their airspace. One reportedly flew into Romania during nighttime attacks on neighboring Ukraine, while another crashed in eastern Latvia. A drone entered Romanian territory. Moscow struck, quote, civilian targets and port infrastructure across the Danube River in Ukraine, Romania's Ministry of National Defense reported. Latvian authorities said a Russian drone fell on Saturday near a town some 55 kilometers west of the Russian border. There were no reports of casualties or damage in either case. The search continued on Sunday for a man who might be linked to the U.S. state of Kentucky highway shootings that wounded five. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
At least five people were injured on the busy Interstate 75 near London, Kentucky this weekend.
Cars on the side of the road, emergency flashers, windows shot out, people hurt severely.
And now Laurel County Deputy Gil Asciardo on WYMT-TV says they've located the suspect's vehicle and what they believe was his weapon. Police are calling 32-year-old Joseph Couch, a person of interest in the case, and are publicizing his photo. Court records show that Couch was arrested for threatening earlier this year, but the charges were dropped. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Thousands of Indians were protesting in more than 130 cities across 25 countries on Sunday, organizers said, to demand justice after last month's rape and murder of a trainee doctor at a hospital in the city of Kolkata. The protests started in large and small groups across Japan, Australia, Taiwan, and Singapore before spreading to cities in several European countries. 60 were planned in the U.S. They added to ongoing protests after the August 9th killing of the 31-year-old. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.